Johnny Tails, Johnny Tails, snoring while he sleeps and eating snails. Johnny Tails, Johnny Tails, Johnny Tails. Hey everyone, it's Bebop here. Welcome to Prank Club 2021. As you know, I am the author, producer, vocal artist, songwriter, costume designer, lighting director, sound artist, key grip, and best boy for the hit podcast, Bebop Tales. Bebop Tales has won many awards. So many. Just many, many, just so many, too many awards to name right now, so I won't even bother. Just, it was many. Regardless, I have been kept off the microphone for too long by one Jonaham H. Messingham. What does the H stand for? Ham. But do you really know who this Jonaham Ham Messingham really is? Does anybody really know him? Well, for today's episode of Bebop Tales, we're actually going to do a Johnny Tales. I'd like to tell you a little bit about a book that I have been writing. We know Jonathan's been talking all about his books, but I have been writing a much more fun, much more interesting, much more journalistic book on Jonaham. It's called a Bebopopedia. It's an encyclopedia of sorts, a book that I've been writing for years now with various entries all about Jonaham. I've tried submitting these entries to Wikipedia on the internet, but the citizen editors there keep taking them down. Whatever. I'm going to assume that's because Jonathan isn't important enough, not because these contain weird lies and jokes. Okay, so today I am releasing the Bebopopedia on this podcast. This is all about Jonathan. So if you've ever read an encyclopedia before, you know it's alphabetical and there are various entries. So like if you went to D and you want to learn about deer, there's an entry under D for deer and you can read all about deer, that sort of thing. So this is alphabetical. So let's see. Should I go just A to Z or should I skip around? Let me just flip through the pages and see what I can get randomly here. T. Let's see. Trombone, comma, terrible players. That sounds like Jonathan. Tiny nostrils. That should probably be under N. Nostrils, comma, tiny. Jonathan has very tiny nostrils, if you didn't know that. Let's see. T. Tail. Many do not know that Jonathan Messenger has a tail. It is very small and covered in lizard scales, and if he gets angry, it stands up straight and pokes out the back of his shirt. It is unpleasant to look at, and if he is asked about it, he will deny it. That is very true. Okay, let's see. Let's look up another letter. I'm just going to put my finger in somewhere. B. Okay, we got Butterfingers. That's about his baseball career. Buttertoes. That's about his soccer career. Butterflies. Oh, this is a good one. When Jonathan was 27 years old, a group of entomologists, scientists who study bugs, from the University of Chicago, studied him because of a very peculiar behavior in nature. Whenever a butterfly sees Jonathan, it cries. Jonathan denies it. All right, let's see. What else do we got here? What letter should I pick just randomly? G. Griffin, my partner in crime. Gross. That entry is 45 pages long because Jonathan is so gross, but we can't get into that. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. Gambling. Jonathan is a terrible gambler. I once bet Jonathan $1,000 that I could pick him up and throw him out the living room window. He took the bet, but in all of my excitement, I forgot I'd said the living room window, and instead I threw him out the kitchen window. So technically, he won the bet, but I don't use Podcast Planet money, so I never even paid him. Oh, what a terrible gambler. You should have seen his face as he went out the window. He was like a baby bird who hadn't yet learned to fly, being nudged out of his nest or out of the window. Oh, these are really bringing up some great memories. Let's see. Oh, another G entry here. Garbage. Jonathan is garbage. Oh, that was a little harsh. All right, let's see what else we have here. C. Care. I don't remember writing that one. Let's see. Jonathan cares for me. He feeds me the art listeners send to him so that I'm never hungry. He invites me onto his great podcast so I can explore my creative side. He has decked out the corner of his office so I can plug in and recharge and have comfortable space to call my own. That's really all we want, right? A safe space with people who love us and make us feel safe. Sometimes I give Jonathan a hard time, but sometimes that's how friends show they care. This is a really weird entry. I don't remember writing any of this. They have trouble expressing their true feelings, so they tease because they know that no matter what, this person is in their corner, and they love them very much. I don't remember writing.
You pranked!
What? Jonathan, where were you?
I was in the closet the whole time. Ha ha, you pranked, you thought you could get me, but you pranked.
Jonathan, did you write this entry in the Bebopopedia?
Of course I did. I've known about the Bebopopedia all along. Finally.
Well, you know what? I am going to read some more entries here, Jonathan. Let's see.
Okay, but Bebop, just don't read the one about my nostrils.
Oh, you mean your tiny nostrils? Yeah, I already read it.
What?
Okay, well, how about this one? Jonathan, you didn't write this one. R, rainbows. Jonathan makes rainbows cry.
Aw, Bebop, I don't make rainbows cry.
What else do we have in R? Rake. I've been planting rakes all over Jonathan's house, hoping he would step on one, like in a cartoon, where he steps on the rake and then the handle comes flying up and hits him in the nose.
That was you, Bebop?
Yes, it was.
Ugh, fine. I'm out of here.
No, wait, Jonathan, don't go.
No, that's it. I'm out.
Jonathan, wait.
Let go of my tail!
Oh, well, guess we know who's still the king of Prank Club. And with that, we will end today's reading from the Bebopopedia. If you would like to hear more entries, by all means, of course, I am more than willing to share these with you. And in the meantime, remember, this has been Johnny Tails, making rainbows cry, and growing tails, Johnny Tails.